Have you ever stopped to think about how a daily ritual, something really simple like making tea, could actually hold surprising depth and,
Oh.
real delight?
Yeah, it's often more than just like getting a drink ready.
Exactly. It could be about crafting an experience, something flavorful, maybe even revitalizing. So today we're doing a deep dive into mastering the art, if you will, of brewing Ceylon green tea with honey and lemon.
Sounds delicious already.
Right.
Yeah.
Our mission here is to really pull out the key insights, the precise details from our source material. That's an article from Ceylon Wild Tea called How to Brew Ceylon Green Tea with Honey and Lemon.
Oh, okay.
And the goal, to help you turn that simple cup into what the article calls a well-balanced masterpiece, something that, really wakes up your taste buds.
A masterpiece. I like the sound of that.
Me too. So let's kick things off. Before we even talk about adding honey or lemon, what makes Ceylon green tea itself so special as a base? The source seems quite taken with it from the start.
Well, it's interesting. Its unique character really stems from how little it's processed.
Ah, okay.
Unlike black teas, which are fully oxidized, Ceylon green tea isn't. This minimal processing is why it keeps that vibrant green color.
Right.
But it's not just about looks. This method is crucial for holding on to its beneficial compounds, things like antioxidants, especially catechins and chlorophyll.
And these affect the flavor too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They contribute to the health aspects, sure, but also to that specific flavor profile. The article describes it as having a delicate, grassy taste, often with these noticeable, nutty hints.
Netty, interesting.
Yeah, makes it a really fantastic starting point. And as you touched on, those catechins, they're linked to things like potentially boosting metabolism and giving you that clear-headed focus people look for in tea.
That's fascinating how much the minimal processing preserves. Does that mean, though, that it's maybe more delicate? Like, does it need special storage or lose its freshness faster than, say, a black tea?
That's a really sharp question. And yes, it does.
Okay.
Because it hasn't been heavily processed, it's more vulnerable to oxidation once it hits air, light, or moisture. So its flavor can degrade quicker.
Exactly. That delicate profile can fade faster than a more robust tea. So the source really hammers home the importance of getting it from a good vendor and, crucially, storing it right.
Which means?
Airtight container. Cool, dark place. It's all about protecting those volatile compounds that give it its signature taste and aroma.
Got it. Okay, so we have this great, albeit delicate base, but the article talks about honey and lemon being these perfect companions. How exactly do they transform the tea? For someone maybe used to drinking it plain.
Yeah, it's more than just adding flavor. It's genuinely transformative, like the article suggests. Honey, well, obviously it sweetens it naturally.
Right.
But beyond that, the sugars in honey can subtly round off some of that green tea astringency, that slight bitterness or dryness.
Ah, okay. So it lets other flavors come through.
Precisely. It allows those more subtle, nutty, or even floral notes in the tea to really step forward. And the type of honey makes a difference too. Yeah, using, say, a light clover honey versus a richer wildflower honey can add a whole different layer of aroma and complexity. It really changes the experience.
Oh, okay. And the lemon.
And then the lemon, a little squeeze, gives you that bright, citrusy kick. It actively cuts through the grassy notes, which some people find a bit strong, and gives the tea a cleaner, more refreshing finish.
Plus a bit of vitamin C, I suppose.
Plus a bit of vitamin C, exactly. It becomes this really harmonious blend. Each element enhances the others. You end up with something much more balanced and complex than just the tea on its own.
Okay, this sounds great. So, how do we actually do this at home? How do we make this perfect cup? The article lays out a pretty specific ritual, and I think the why behind the steps is really helpful.
Absolutely. Precision is definitely key with green tea, as anyone who's brewed it knows. The source points to a very specific water temperature range, 70 to 80 degrees
That's
Celsius.
about 160 to 175 Fahrenheit.
Exactly. And that temperature is critical. It's not just about avoiding bitterness, although that's part of it. It's about gently coaxing out the tea's subtle flavors without scalding the leaves. If the water's too hot, you blast out all the bitter tannins right away, and they just overwhelm everything else.
Okay, so how do you hit that temperature without a special kettle?
Good question. You can use a thermometer, of course, or you can just watch the kettle. Heat the water until you see tiny bubbles forming at the bottom, but before it reaches a rolling boil, then take it off the heat.
Got it, just before the boil.
Right. Then the guide mentions preheating your teapot.
Ah, yes, the warm the pot step. Seems fussy, but is it important?
It really is, especially with green tea. Just pour some hot water into your teapot glass or porcelain is ideal, swirl it around, and then dump it out.
Why, though?
It stops the cool ceramic or glass from immediately dropping your carefully heated water temperature. It keeps the steeping environment stable, which helps with getting the best extraction.
Okay, that makes sense. Like warming plates for food.
Yeah.
Keeps everything at the right temp. So, pot warmed, water ready, how much tea, and for how long?
It does feel like that, doesn't it? So the source suggests 1 teaspoon of loose leaf Ceylon green tea per roughly 200 milliliters or about 7 fluid ounces of water.
1 teaspoon for 7 ounces.
Okay. And handle the leaves gently. They are delicate. Pour the water over the leaves, cover the pot, and steep for 2 to 3 minutes.
Only 2 to 3 minutes. Seems short.
It's crucial. That's the window to get the good stuff, the grassy, nutty notes, without pulling out too much bitterness. Oversteeping is like the number one mistake with green tea. It's what makes people think they don't like it.
Right. That makes sense. Avoid the bitterness.
Exactly. After those 2 to 3 minutes, strain it straight into your cup.
And then the magic additions.
Then the additions. Start with just a little honey, stir it gently until it dissolves, and taste it. You can always add more.
Good tip.
And same with the lemon, just a small squeeze of fresh juice to start. See how you like that brightness and adjust from there. It's really about finding your perfect balance.
Okay, we've got the ritual down, the why behind the precision. What about those pro tips for taking it even further? How can you really optimize and personalize this? The article had some neat ideas.
Yeah, it did. One thing we touched on but is worth repeating is freshness, especially with Ceylon green tea, because it's minimally processed, it really matters.
So buy from a good source, store it well.
Exactly. Airtight container, cool, dark place, it makes a huge difference. And related to that is quality. The source points out that high-quality loose leaf tea just offers a much better, more complex flavor than, the dust and fannings often found in tea bags.
Loose leaf is the way to go then.
For the best experience, definitely. Then the article encourages you to experiment with honey.
We talked about that a bit.
Yeah, don't just grab whatever's there. Try a clover honey, an orange blossom honey, maybe a local wildflower variety. See how differently they pair with the tea's profile. It can be quite surprising.
I can imagine. A darker honey might totally change it compared to a light one. What about adding other things entirely, beyond honey and lemon?
Oh, yeah, the guide encourages that for personalization. It suggests things like adding a fresh mint leaf while the tea is steeping.
Oh, that sounds nice and refreshing.
It really is. Gives it this wonderful, invigorating aroma. Or, if you want to be a bit more adventurous, try a couple of thin slices of fresh ginger for some warmth and spice.
Ooh, ginger green tea. Interesting.
Or even a squeeze of fresh grapefruit juice instead of lemon gives it a unique, slightly bittersweet tang that apparently works really well with the grassy notes.
Grapefruit.
Yeah.
Okay, that's definitely thinking outside the box.
It really opens up a whole lot of possibilities for you to explore and find your own perfect cup.
Well, this whole deep dive has been quite illuminating. It shows how understanding the details behind brewing Ceylon green tea with honey and lemon can take a simple recipe and make it into something genuinely special,
Yeah.
flavorful, revitalizing.
Absolutely. So the next time you go to make a cup, maybe take that extra moment.
Yeah.
Breathe in that amazing aroma as it steeps.
Yeah.
Really savor the way the flavors blend together, the grassy tea, the sweet honey, the bright lemon.
Be mindful, basically.
Exactly. Allow yourself to enjoy the calming experience it offers. It really isn't just a beverage. It's kind of a small, flavorful journey.
A journey in a cup.
Yeah. And maybe it's a nice reminder that true enjoyment often comes from appreciating those little nuances, from embracing a simple ritual. It makes you think, perhaps, about how finding those mindful moments, even in everyday things, can lead to a deeper sense of calm and, discovery.